黄浦区2021年高考模拟卷英语试卷听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Ms. White, could you say a little bit about why you want to get this position?
I'm really interested in the job, and being a part of you is a dream that takes a deep root in my heart for a long time.
Question.What's the most probable relationship between the two speakers? 2. Lucy, how many members are there in your golf club?
We had about 180 in 2016. Well, the number has been doubled since then.
Question. How many members does the golf club have now?
3.Are these treatments really necessary? They don't seem to help relieve the pain.
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Brown. Just be patient, and I'm sure you will see some results soon.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
4. Nancy, do you have any idea what this notice is about?
To tell you the truth,I'm as much in the dark as you are.
Question. What does Nancy most probably mean?
5. Awful! I'm such a terrible typist that I may never finish this report.
Don't worry. Would you like me to take over for a while?
Question. What does the man offer to do?
6.What a pity! Johnson was supposed to come over for dinner yesterday, but he didn't.
That doesn't sound like Johnson. He should have come.
Question. Why is the man so disappointed?
7. Can you take me to the Garden Hotel as soon as possible? I'm already 10 minutes late.
Okay, I'll try. But we are in the rush hour.And it might take at least 20 minutes.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. I'm afraid my husband won't be back until 12:30. Should I ask him to call you?
Yes. Please ask him to give me a ring when he comes back.
Question. What does the man want the woman to do?9. Have you heard about the building of the new shopping center?
Of course. So many trees have been cut down. Haven't they ever thought about the nature prize the center has cost?
Question. What does the man say about the new shopping center? 10. I really can't afford any interruption right now. I've got to finish the project.
Sorry.Just one more thing. Could you tell me Bob's telephone number?
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you'll hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once.When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
First aid may be defined as the immediate and temporary care given to a victim of an accident or serious illness until the service of a physician can be obtained.First aid starts with a calming influence upon the stricken person so that the victim can realize the hands will help him. The emergency situation often causes confusion in the mind of the victim.
Things seem unreal and remote,
and he often cannot think clearly for some time. The emotional reaction which results from a serious accident takes time to fade. Therefore, first aid is more than the physical attention of dressing the victim's injuries or making him comfortable. It is the general mental effect that well-selected word of encouragement, the expression of willingness to help, the uplifting effect of the first aider's evident capability can be given. Besides, the thoughtful suggestions made to solve immediate problems, the information given concerning nearby physicians and hospitals, the telephone call to ask for medical help or an ambulance or to notify a relative. These are also first aid. The good first aider deals with the whole situation, the victim, and the injury. He knows what not to do as well as what to do. He limits his procedures to what is necessary, keeping the handling of injured parts to a minimum. Thus, he avoids the error so commonly made through well-meant but misguided efforts.
Now, listen again. First aid may be defined as the immediate and temporary care given to a victim of an accident or serious illness until the service of a physician can be obtained. First aid starts with a calming influence upon the stricken person so that the victim can realize the hands will help him. The emergency situation often causes confusion in the mind of the victim. Things seem unreal and remote, and he often cannot think clearly for some time. The emotional reaction which results from a serious accident takes time to fade. Therefore, first aid is more than the physical attention of dressing the victim's injuries or making him comfortable. It is the general mental effect that the well-selected word of encouragement, the expression of willingness to help, the uplifting effect of the first aider's evident capability can be given. Besides, the thoughtful suggestions made to solve immediate problems, the information given concerning nearby physicians and hospitals, the telephone call to ask for medical help or an ambulance or to notify a relative, these are also first aid. The good first aider deals with the whole situation, the victim, and the injury. He knows what not to do as well as what to do. He limits his procedures to what is necessary, keeping the handling of the injured parts to a minimum. Thus, he avoids the error so commonly made through well-meant but misguided efforts.
Question 11. What can be inferred about first aid from the passage?
Question 12. Which of the following does first aid usually include according to the passage?
Question 13. When helping a victim, what should a good first aider try to avoid?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
If you want to become a music journalist, here are several starting points. One is to have a good knowledge of great musicians, because when you write, you'd better combine music with its composers. Besides, it isn't enough simply to know the music of the last 5 years. Get familiar with as many as possible. Another way is to specialize in one particular type of music, such as folk, country, or jazz. And the fourth is to be a musician yourself. This opens doors to the magazines targeted specifically at musicians rather than a more general readership. There may be opportunities if you don't fit any of those categories, but it is a competitive marketplace, so it's important that in some way you meet the quite specific needs of the music magazines. Staff jobs do get advertised from time to time, but your best approach might be to work independently, not employed with a long-term contract by any organization, but paid for each piece of temporary work you do. In this way, You can do non-music writing as well if necessary to add to your income, and equally importantly, you will have greater creative freedom by writing for different music magazines which meet their readers' very specific expectations. So you may find writing just for one is limiting.
Now listen again. If you want to become a music journalist, here are several starting points. One is to have a good knowledge of great musicians, because when you write, you'd better combine music with its composers. Besides, it isn't enough simply to know the music of the last 5 years. Get familiar with as many as possible. Another way is to specialize in one particular type of music, such as folk, country, or jazz. And the fourth is to be a musician yourself. This opens doors to the magazines targeted specifically at musicians rather than a more general readership. There may be opportunities if you don't fit any of those categories, but it's a competitive marketplace, so it's important that in some way you meet the quite specific needs of the music magazines. Staff jobs do get advertised from time to time, but your best approach might be to work independently, not employed with a long-term contract by any organization, but paid for each piece of temporary work you do. In this way, you can do non-music writing as well, if necessary, to add to your income. And equally importantly, you'll have greater creative freedom by writing for different music magazines which meet their readers' very specific expectations. So you may find writing just for one is limiting.
Question 14. What is the main purpose of this passage?
Question 15. Which of the following is mentioned as the starting point for becoming a music journalist?
Question 16. Why does a music journalist best choose to work independently? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Mark. How's everything going?
Well, not so great.
What's wrong?
I've got a big problem with the poetry course that is required for my major.
Is it already full?
No, there's plenty of room.
But there is a precondition.
I should take the Introduction to Poetry before I can take the special course in Poets of the 1960s. And the introductory course is only offered in the evenings.
Don't you like evening classes?
No, that's not the point. I work in a cafeteria every evening. You know, I need the money to pay my tuition.
Why not ask someone who works to switch hours with you? Maybe you could just switch a couple of evenings, since the course probably only meets twice a week.
I wish I could, but my boss just did me a favor by putting me on the evenings. And he will hit the ceiling if I ask to change again.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Have you checked the courses over at the community college? They might offer an introduction to poetry course during the day.
That's a great idea. I'm free this afternoon. I think I'll go over and check it out.
Yeah, their courses are actually cheaper, and you can transfer the credits over here.
Thanks for your advice, Linda. I'll let you know what happens.
Sure, Mark. Good luck.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mark. How's everything going?
Well, not so great.
What's wrong?
I've got a big problem with the poetry course that is required for my major.
Is it already full?
No, there's plenty of room.
But there is a precondition.
I should take the Introduction to Poetry before I can take the special course in Poets of the 1960s. And the introductory course is only offered in the evenings.
Don't you like evening classes?
No, that's not the point. I work in a cafeteria every evening. You know, I need the money to pay my tuition.
Why not ask someone who works to switch hours with you? Maybe you could just switch a couple of evenings, since the course probably only meets twice a week.
I wish I could, but my boss just did me a favor by putting me on the evenings, and he will hit the ceiling if I ask to change again.
Wait a minute. I have an idea. Have you checked the courses over at the community college? They might offer an introduction to poetry course during the day.
That's a great idea. I'm free this afternoon. I think I'll go over and check it out.
Yeah, their courses are actually cheaper, and you can transfer the credits over here.
Thanks for your advice, Linda. I'll let you know what happens.
Sure, Mark. Good luck.
Question 17. What prevents Mark from taking the course Poets of the 1960s?
Question 18. What problem does Mark have with the introductory course?
Question 19. Why does Mark feel reluctant to change his work schedule?
Question 20. Which of the following is the most important reason for Linda to recommend the community college?
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
英语试卷听力测试到此结束。